We have a couple new sponsors in 2018. Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage. You can reach him at 855-350-1015 or online at robsellsnj.com. True story, Rob sold my house in 3 days. I spent a lot of time in real estate. I'm a licensed broker in a few states, and I can tell you, Rob Dukansky is the best. We're happy to have him on board, Speaking Millennial. Our other big sponsor for 2018, CSI Group. The CSI Group, you can reach them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS or csicpa.com. This is a family business, but they've got locations all over New York and New Jersey. And I'm going to tell you, taxes are too complicated to go it alone. Don't think that you're going to go online and just plug and play and get it done. You don't want to have a letter from the IRS a couple years after you file your taxes and find out you made a big mistake. And the CSI Group will give you a free consultation. So all you got to do is call them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS and they will help you out. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands, plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com.
There it goes. I need another high top like that. I have lower ones here. It's fine. Hey, I'm going to bring 2 low ones out, guys.
Tell Bill we're recording.
We are now recording. All right, welcome to Speaking Millennial. I am Bill Spadia here with my co-host Jessica Nutt. Jay Black is actually in the restroom and will be joining us soon. Steve Trevelise is here. All right, so we are now officially recording. This is our second live audience podcast recording. We are an hour before showtime.
Is this mic also working?
I believe both mics are working. Yeah. I brought extra chairs. Trev, if you would not mind, grab that metal chair there. We're handling the logistics. Mike, thank you.
Stand, though. Yes.
Jay and I are going to share this mic.
They're on.
So we are here. They're both working.
Yes.
All right, Grady, thank you very much. So, Jessica, excited? This is our first anniversary celebration for the podcast.
I am so excited because I've been begging you to have a podcast in the first place for ages, and now it's having its first birthday. Yeah, it's exciting.
This is like when you have a baby and you don't want one because you're a man and nobody wants a baby, and then you accidentally get your wife pregnant, and then a year later you're like, yeah, it's pretty good. You know what I mean? It's the beauty of Chopper.
It's the one-year birthday party.
Yeah.
And we have a live audience of fans. Some cheers. Make some noise. Come on, you guys. All right. Thousands and thousands of people.
If I remember, the last time we did a live studio audience, was it at the Stress Factory during the Millens?
Yes.
And we had not prepared anything.
Right. Unlike tonight.
Unlike tonight, which is almost over-prepared.
Anything we should prepare now?
Well, yes, so have we decided how the show is going to go tonight? So Jessica's going to open.
Yes.
and introduce me.
I'm going to welcome everyone and remind them that it is the right. first anniversary of our baby podcast.
Right.
And our first
1 year old. Huh? 1 year.
Brook Arts Center show.
We're hoping this is the first of many at the Brook Arts Center. Only because, oh, wait a minute. Here's what we're going to talk about. Did anyone notice coming in, how many of you listen to the show in the morning?
No, you can't show your hands.
It's only audio. You've got to make noise. So, all right. So did anyone notice coming in that my name is misspelled on the marquee? Here's what's funny about that. It was spelled correctly when I tweeted out the picture, because it was pretty cool to see that.
Oh, no.
So somebody went in and changed it. Trev, who did that? It's okay.
I saw the marquee and said, that's not how you spell Spadia. That can't be how you spell Spadia.
You know, I know what it is. The deep state. The deep state is trying to stop you, Bill. They know. They went in. There was a Russian bot that turned it into Spadia. Is it, wait, was it the Bill part or the Spadia part that was misspelled?
It was the Spadia part. The more common spelling is S-P-A-D-I-A. But there is an account out there.
I'm going to go introduce you as Bill Spadia tonight.
That may be what happened. Maybe that's it. No, the parody account, the guy that has a picture
of
me. There's a parody account that he spells it IA, and it's a picture of me eating a pork roll sandwich. So what I've learned from this is every picture you take lives forever.
Yeah, that's true. That's why I'm waiting for my porn past to come and haunt me, I think.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, I have a very well-known, and Steve, you were there for most of the shoots. Listen, they say we're going to do...
I don't think Steve exactly heard your intro to that.
No, yeah, Steve and I...
Oh, yeah, I was there, sure. He's talking like...
Porn star? Yeah, Jay Black the porn star. Yeah, Jay Black the singer.
So you, Jay Black the porn star, and Jay Black the comic, two of the same person?
I waited for the first year to reveal this, and yes, I am both. You know what? I'm just realizing.
He's like a Marvel comic.
That so many of the people here are fans of yours, then that means that there's absolutely zero chance that there's any fans of mine here.
Oh, no.
So why don't we ask that?
Oh, don't do that.
Who, in my opinion, Jay Black is one of the best fill-ins when I go away. Everyone agree? Hey, there we go. Come on, Jay. They love you.
Now, hang on. That is exactly the response I get when I ask my wife if she came, too. Which is just yeah, no, it was great, Jay. Thank you. Hold on. Let's see, are we taking a picture?
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, am I distracting you
that's very millennial.
What you were saying was very important, Jay.
Oh, look at this. Third mic.
Actually, you know what?
I love this. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike.
I'm getting more pictures being behind Jessica. Take away.
That's it. The only thing I will ask, and I'll have to make this announcement a couple times, is no video during the performance. So no video out. It's one of our rules with comedy and the shows that we do. But I would love it if you take as many selfies pointing us on stage and tweet it out, tag us in Instagram, all good stuff. Just no video.
Yeah, it's for the best because, you know, I have a very thriving career in the porn industry. And I do feel that any video from tonight might hurt me.
Could damage that reputation.
I feel I should reassure the crowd that this is a comedy show, not a porn show.
Well, you know what? If I'm involved in porn, it works as both. It really does.
Mike is embarrassed to be next to Jay, porn star.
Am I the only one thinking this place is too nice for us?
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
Nice ceiling.
Right? I'm distracted by how nice the ceiling is.
Chandelier.
Yeah, look at that. Look at the painting. I mean, somebody did a lot of work there.
Yeah. Think about all the great performers that were on this stage and then us. It's a little overwhelming and upsetting.
Yeah, I'm feeling kind of bad now. Thank you, Jay.
Really does feel like,
So we do have a plan for tonight.
Do we? Yes.
We do.
I'm going to welcome everyone.
So Jessica's up first.
Right.
And I'm going to come up.
Right.
And I'll have to remind everyone of the rules.
Exactly.
I find I've had to do that several times at the Stress Factory. You've got to remind them three times.
Thank you.
Then,
No, it's not on.
Steve, we just like you to forget.
Yes, get the hold of the mic. It's a prop.
Sit next to me. I'm not going to share my mic now.
Oh, sure.
So, after I come on, I'm going to bring up Vinny Nardielli.
Yes.
Now, Vinny Nardielli is a very funny comic. Is he here now? Vinny, you here? Before I insult you.
Vinny!
And just so everybody knows, Bill invited Vinny when he was on our podcast. And then completely forgot that he invited him. And quite a few times said, wait, who invited this guy to the
show? So I sent Jay this aggressive text the other day. I'm like, I don't understand. You're adding people to the show? The show is already full.
Oh, you thought Jay added him.
I had nothing to do with it.
Here's what happened. Jay was on your show, Trev.
Uh-huh.
He's on your show, and I'm listening. I'm driving home. This was Thursday night. I'm driving home from the Stress Factory.
Okay.
After a great show with Vinny. Packed house on a Thursday night.
Right.
And I'm listening to Jay. He's like, oh, and Vinny Nardelli's going to be with us. I'm like, who the hell is Vinny Nardelli? Who invited him? That's how I found out.
From the radio.
So I text him at a red light. And I'm like, hey, who invited Vinny?
Yeah, who's Vinny?
He's like, what's wrong with you? You did.
Yeah. I'm sure Vinny feels so welcome now if he's here.
I know. I'm hoping Vinny's not here. Vinny, are you here?
There's not. No.
No. So nobody tell Vinny that that happened.
We'll
keep that on. Very funny. Don't tell him that happened.
It just speaks, though, to when people go, oh, Bill, when he is done a podcast or he's done a show, he stops thinking about it. That must be overblown. It is not. It's like the wind whistles through your ears and whatever you just did just sort of tumbles out.
I'm often at dinners with my wife and friends after the show, after the radio, after we take Chase the News. And people are like, well, so what's on the show tonight?
Right.
And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. And they think I'm being rude. They're like, you're a jerk. Oh, what? Oh, too busy? Can't talk to us?
You're too busy.
Like, no, I really forgot.
There's a lot of preparation, and then you just don't want to think about work for the day.
Calling it preparation? I think it was pretty much scribbling a couple notes before this show started.
Yeah.
So we're doing, Vinny comes up, and then Bill, you come back.
I'm going to come back, and then I'm going to bring up Trev.
Right.
And then Trev, after your
place
done,
to go nuts.
Right. Trev is going to do some of his
experiments. Everyone's going to go crazy.
The knees will buckle.
Steve's doing some of his experimental jazz poetry.
Yes.
Then very good stuff.
Something from my first album.
Then I'm going to come back up after, and I have a few stories that I need to get off my chest.
Okay.
I just have to, you know.
Okay.
I got to tell him.
Vent?
Oh, boy.
I got to vent. Yeah,
this I haven't heard.
And then, no, there's new stuff.
Now I'm a bit nervous.
One of the five segments.
Okay.
Is old but new.
Old but adjusted.
Is there a particular joke?
So the whole comedy thing is a work in progress.
You can give that to Jessica for her wedding, and it covers two out of the four of things she needs. Something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue.
Thank you.
And just that story counts for two. Very nicely done.
There you go.
Did you see that?
By the way, I think it was a bad idea to bring these people in for the podcast, because now they're all thinking the show can't be good.
Look how much money they're saving on the download.
If this is the podcast, the show has to be terrible.
We've got it all dressed up, though. Like, we look like we know what we're doing.
I like the rug. This is actually, you know, a lot of people think the radio station must look nice. It does not. This looks far and away better than the radio station.
Yeah, I'll hang out here all the time.
Am I the only one with a nagging fear that I'm going to trip over something and end up in the orchestra? Is that for me?
That's the orchestra? For me.
You're in sneakers.
I know.
If you trip, then so what?
No, you're saying you're going to end up in the orchestra.
I'm going to end up there.
And that's one of those things that if that does happen,
that's pretty cool.
Then your wife has to explain to your kids how you died.
Look at that.
You know, it's like, how did daddy die? Was he?
I think there is
a
good
chance. Be like the stones and go out.
I think there's a good chance that happens because you can't really see with the
lights. I'd be compelled to just actually test it out now.
Yeah, jump on it, Bill.
Come on, jump on it.
I think it'll work like a trampoline. You'll just go flying up into the air.
No, because the insurance is paid up, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could kill a guy on stage, and we're fine.
It looks like a nice little hammock.
Only one, though. For the folks that came early,
and I always come early.
You want to throw something out there and see what it does?
Well, no, I have an idea.
Get one of the kids.
I don't have anything.
Frank Bruno, who is in charge, there is a huge event coming up on, is it the 7th? I have tickets to give away.
Oh, okay. Oh, Elvis.
Right? Elvis. Do I have those tickets? I was thinking I'm going to give them away now during the podcast.
There we go. Good idea.
Because this will drop before the 7th.
Will it?
Well, yes.
I mean, we can make it drop.
I think it will drop before the 7th. So why don't I... What's that?
I need two tickets for Elvis.
See, here's what's funny. That people are used to...
Come up here and sing Elvis.
Quite honestly, that's how to do it.
Yeah. Now, that's a very New Jersey way of doing something.
What was Elvis' first gold record?
I don't know. Steve, do you know Elvis' first gold record?
That's All Right, Mama.
No, I think we have to do Jersey trivia.
Heartbreak Hotel.
I think we're going to do this by round of applause. What is your name, sir?
Joe.
Joe, all right.
Name the Million Dollar Quartet.
Bill, he's a Marine. That's why.
Oh, he's in. All right, I think by crowd noise, does Joe get two tickets?
Yeah, he wins. Give me two tickets.
All right, now by crowd noise, does Joe not get two tickets?
Yeah!
It is Jersey. I mean,
those soulless people in back. You're my people. I like it. So then Steve goes, and then you come back.
We're still with the order?
Oh, we're back planning the show.
Planning the show.
Planning the show.
All right, so
Then I come back, and then
I'm
going to
bring Jessica
Eric
back.
Potts.
And you're going to introduce Eric.
And
yes.
What is his shining, highlighting qualities that
he's
I should Eric introduce
Potts.
Everyone
he's
with?
He's funny as hell.
Open in this theater for Gilbert
Potts.
Gottfried.
What?
Eric opened for Gilbert Gottfried in this theater.
Nice.
Oh, that's great.
On a sarcasm show.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. I think these are our tickets.
And he's got beautiful,
that sounds
beautiful
like
eyes, yes.
Thank
sometimes
you.
I just get lost in them.
All right, awesome.
Jay's like, no one notices my eyes are blue.
Oh, no, I prefer people not to look at me. I'm much better looking if you just stare at
this.
Look
at this, Remembering Elvis.
Ooh. So when is the show?
Anthony Liguori and the Blue Smoke Band.
Hey.
It is April, hold on.
7.
Saturday, November
what? That
19th.
Says November 19th.
Well, you can get tickets.
I'm thinking I have old tickets here. I'm
or
looking. This is Saturday, November 19th, 2024.
Yes,
it'll be. And I've got 4 tickets to give away.
No, a lot of people think that
this
podcast
not April, right?
Is planned.
I'm
going to trust
doesn't.
Your eyes.
That's
more
why
than
I was
mine.
Looking
it is
at
not.
It.
We'll edit all this
so
out.
So here's what I realized happened.
We edit.
I've all, what? We don't really edit this. Sure. The podcast is live behind the scenes, so just so everyone's aware.
Stream of consciousness.
Not only am I trying to give out tickets that have expired by 2 years, but I'm not even doing it right.
And you're doing it for somebody who expired 40 years ago, too.
So it's Elvis. No, but I was supposed to announce that you should sign up in the lobby, and they're going to have a drawing. So I have already screwed this up completely.
Well, yeah. What about him, though?
I think Joe gets tickets.
Like
as a matter of fact, Joe.
Joe, you won the tickets.
Joe, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to give you every one of these tickets for November 19th, 2024.
You know, Bill, hook him up with the time travel.
I know.
And then he can travel in time to go see it.
Does anyone else know about Noah?
Bill's obsessed with this guy.
Noah is a time traveler.
And Noah the time traveler is coming on the podcast?
He already came on the podcast 3 years from now.
Guess what happened? Noah stopped returning my calls.
Right, because he went to a time when there is no calls. Or he lost access to his cell phone because he's a complete crazy person with no form of income.
He took a lie detector test. Do you know about this guy, Trevor?
No,
you guys have gone off on some crazy tirade.
All right, there's a YouTube video.
Right.
This kid, Noah, claims he is 50.
Okay.
But he looks like he's 25. Because in the future, that's how it works.
Gotcha, yeah.
So he, in 2030, he came back.
So
but he wants to go back to 2021. So I told him, I'm like, just wait. It's a couple years off. You're going to be okay. But he's crying on the YouTube video.
Because he's a lunatic.
Million hits. People went crazy over this. So I talked to him because I'm like, you got to come on the podcast.
Right.
Jay objected. Actually, got very
why?
Upset.
Jessica, well, because he's a
he
crazy
was really
person.
Upset.
So what? Well, I mean, but I don't
Jay
know.
Jay thinks I'm encouraging and mocking mental illness. That's pretty much
no,
what
I'm okay with mocking mental
show.
Illness. I'm just encouraging it. But by the way, you believe the lie detector test?
Yes.
So you're saying someone who passes a lie detector test, you believe them. So like, let's
this is going to be an anti-Trump thing.
Let's say if
this
you're
is
a,
why...
if you're a porn star, say, and you took a lie detector test, you're okay with that? You're saying that maybe that's
see,
it?
I knew it would devolve that way. When are you filling in for me next, Jay?
Probably never. Now listen, I feel like the audience embraced me very tightly. To try to suck the life out of
him. Is Eric Potts in the audience?
Eric Potts.
Eric, come on up for a minute.
Come on up, Eric. Get up here.
I was mesmerized by his eyes.
Oh, yeah.
I thought
gorgeous.
They were reflecting off the lights, and I
so
thought we
handsome.
Should spring
yeah.
up, right?
So there's Eric Potts.
It is the handsome Eric Potts, everybody.
Oh, there he comes.
All right.
Eric,
hey,
the eyes.
Frank Bruno, does he know the tickets are outdated?
Does Eric?
Does Elvis
know?
No.
Elvis
well,
is
Elvis.
Dead.
Elvis is not concerned.
I think you got him some
something. Noah the Time Traveler. May have something
may
to say.
May want those tickets.
Right?
No, may
just
want
stare
those
at the audience.
I would like you to just gaze at them.
Look at that.
All right.
Hypnotize
so,
look at those eyes.
So, Eric, I think we've decided that, well, what did we decide? When is Eric going on?
After.
I think
so,
I wrote it down.
Before Steve.
I wrote it
after
down.
Steve.
So, Eric, here's the question. Other than your mesmerizing eyes, how would you like to be introduced?
Clubs, casinos across the country.
Clubs and casinos across
the country. Clubs and casinos across the country Saturday morning, and then tomorrow I'll be on for Big Joe Henry. So are you coming on with Big Joe?
He's coming out for Big Joe.
Big Joe.
No kidding. Nice. Big shoes
he's
to fill.
Going to have to start eating when this
How
is
about
over.
That? Right? I was going to say, you big shoes and pants to fill.
Are you pre-writing your corny jokes?
He gets paid per joke.
I tell corny jokes anyways. Welcome to our world, Eric.
Yes.
That's what Jessica does. You say something, it's just...
You're like, what's that?
Deflates it. Kills it. Ego crusher. All right, so the plan is Jessica, me, Vinny.
Right.
Then I'm going to come back, introduce Trev.
Right.
Trev, then I'm going to come back again.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm sorry that I'm going to be up here three times.
I'll apologize.
I will not take up a lot of time, I promise. And then I'm going to bring Jessica back to introduce Eric Potts.
That works. And then?
And then Jay.
Then Jay. Then, me, then, Jay our, then our headliner.
You're coming up to introduce Jay, or am I bringing Jay?
No, I know. Jessica's going to come back.
Jessica's going to invite me.
She's in charge.
That's the drill.
That's it.
Are you comfortable with it or any objections?
Stare into my eyes.
Oh my God, I'm mesmerized.
Yeah, and that was weirdly uncomfortable for all of us, I think. We all felt the same
level. Did you guys feel it?
No, it was a lot of people in the audience got a stomachache just now.
So I want to give these tickets away. What do I
feel like we can only give them
the new ones. All right, I will trade you November 19th tickets.
That would have been collector's items.
I'm saving them for the time travel episode.
This is what we're known for. Dead air.
Wow.
All right,
a lot of people enjoy our long silences on the podcast.
Well, you know, just because I was going to get the tickets didn't mean you all had to stop talking.
No, we were mesmerized by your khaki pants.
All right. You like these?
It's and
Eric's eyes like on your pants.
I'm like in a preppy mode.
Yeah, sweater, honestly, you look like the bad guy in an 80s movie.
What are you guys whispering about?
Wow, really?
Yeah. No, you should be telling, you're not
men
wanted.
Men in Black over here. Okay,
can I give you something to say? You're not wanted here, LaRusso.
Joe, come on up. I want to give you your tickets.
Joe.
Hey, you know what could have happened? Eric Potts could have grabbed these and walked them to Joe.
Yeah.
That could have also
happened.
That's
what
he should give a
not your fault, not your fault. All right, so Joe, I want you to just come on up and say
a few words.
Joe understands that this is not the real Elvis, right? That this is an
Joe
Elvis
person. Shh.
Just making sure. I don't know.
All right, so we are recording a podcast.
It's Bill Haley. Masquerading himself.
Oh yeah, Bill.
Yes.
Semper Fi. No, the Big Bopper was the one that died.
He was in the plane crash with Buddy Holly.
Okay.
And Richie Valens.
And Richie Valens. I remember that. Yes.
We can't hear him. Is he saying?
Yeah, they're having a marine. They're talking marine conversation
marine,
with each other.
Marine over
they're
there.
Just saying "Semper Fi" over and over again.
Pile.
Semper Fi. What did you guys say?
They made out for a little bit. You didn't say.
You know what? This is why it's hard to work with Jay Black. Everything is funny. But that was funny. So what do I do with the rest of these? I think we should ask.
I think maybe sign up in the lobby for a.
All right, so there is a sign-up sheet in the lobby, and you can win. There are, I have...
Four,
I have
five.
Six tickets left.
Six tickets.
But I'd like to give away two now.
Okay.
So, Trev, you are the trivia master. I think we need to ask something about New Jersey.
I got it. You want a Jersey question?
I think a Jersey
TV?
Question.
I give you a TV
for two
question.
Tickets to Elvis on April 7th this year.
Are you going to have them just shout it out? Or I think we should bring up like three volunteers or one volunteer.
Can I go around?
I was thinking, can Jessica go into
the audience
with her mic?
Yeah.
I don't know if my mic will work if I get on there.
All right, it'll probably work.
All right, so Jessica's bringing you the mic.
All right, I'm going to do each section of the chairs.
And Steve, you have a good trivia question?
Of course.
Is it about this theater?
You want a theater question?
I don't know what you know in your brains.
Who has been to the theater before?
Who has been...
Wait, clap. It's only audio.
Yeah.
All right. So, I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe
that
what?
Excludes half the audience, though.
Yeah.
I think it's got to be a Jersey question.
We'll make this real easy. We'll make this a real easy Jersey question.
All right, Jessica.
All right. Now, I'm going to throw out... Now, whoever got it, raise their hand. Name the New Jersey state animal.
I know what it is.
You can't shout it out.
Don't shout it out. Wait.
I know what it is. It's dead mafia informant. I believe.
Horse heads.
Yeah. You're not going to get
horse head in
all
the
right,
bed.
So, I think the lady in yellow had her hand up first.
All right.
Is
okay.
it?
Is
that it is. It's the horse.
So she's right.
She what's your it. Name?
So
what's your name?
Barbara.
You're now encouraging people
to
shout.
Are you guys ready? Are you,
yes.
Do you have your answer prepared? Sure.
She just got it ready.
Yeah.
The New Jersey State Animal.
They're not listening to you, otherwise I'd have you.
Jessica understands this is also a show.
Really
I get it too,
you
but you know, I'm trying to say.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What was
you, guys, you guys are clearly not listening, that's why.
Sorry, Jessica, we're listening
right.
now.
So she's going to give her answer?
Yes,
State
go.
Horse? Okay. The horse.
The horse,
yay.
Yes! Now, if nobles.
Now, don't... if you say it slowly, it does sound like the actual New Jersey animal.
Yes.
The whore.
The horse.
The horse.
The whore.
The horse.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to give you tickets to the Elvis show.
It's understandable why it's the state horse, because you can't go anywhere in New Jersey without seeing
the Elvis show.
Just hundreds of wild horses running free everywhere in the great state of New Jersey. Though.
Couldn't drag me away.
Yeah. We have two horse pikes. I've never seen an actual horse in
New Jersey. How about that? I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, black horse pike, white horse pike.
Do we have any more tickets to give away?
And the Black Horse Pike matters.
That was that?
The Black Horse Pike matters.
All right, so we have another set of two to give away.
Come on. Another pair of tickets. How about an Elvis? You want an Elvis question?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you got to shout louder.
What do we have? Do we have an Elvis question?
Elvis Presley? I don't know.
Elvis Presley.
Listen, I'm a youngin'. I don't know anything about this. Who's this Elvis Presley you're talking about? This feels like old people talk. I'm far too young to know about that.
So I've got two pairs. Are you thinking, Steve?
I'm thinking, Steve.
Steve, you know, make some stinking noises, though.
Some thinking. All right, Elvis. All right. Give me the hit that Elvis had in the 70s. The first hit that Elvis had in the 70s. Let's say 1972.
And when we say hit, we don't mean...
What was it?
When we say hit, we don't mean drugs.
What was it?
All right.
Raise your hands. Yeah. In the 70s.
In the 70s.
Elvis made a comeback. And in the 70s, he had a hit. Like around 1972. All right, hold on. Lady in the back, raise your hand. What is it?
Wait, which one?
You.
What, Steve, you're just pointing randomly.
Stand up. Say your name. Mary.
What's your name? What's
in the ghetto?
In the ghetto was 69. Anybody else?
Okay.
In the ghetto.
Guy over here with the blue shirt. Oh, wait, but you already won.
Wait, these guys have been wiped.
All right, hold on. All right, Jessica, who you got?
All right. You ready?
What do you got?
What's your name?
Mike. Burning Love?
Burning Love is right. A hunk of Burning Love, right?
My favorite song about venereal disease. Burning Love, get it?
I got it. I thought that was good.
Is that venereal disease?
I did not. I was just completely distracted by texts and tweets. So I'm sorry. My apologies.
Are you tweeting right now?
I'm tweeting right now.
Are we tweeting? Oh, I got one. Do we have any more tickets?
We have one more set.
All right, here we go. Longest running show in network television. You will lose your mind.
You're the first one.
No,
not even close. Is this a show that is going to be very important in the next couple days?
All right, you guys look in my eyes. Who raised their hand first?
That sounds like you know the answer.
Wherever you go, just put a mic in front of them. I'll take it. No. Not Roseanne.
Simpsons.
Not The Simpsons.
Wait.
We have a mic over here.
Hold on.
Wait, look, we got to get the answers on the mic. So raise your hand. Who was first? Jessica, right in front. Two rows up.
Sorry.
All right.
Oh, sorry. We literally just snatched mic away.
Yeah.
White Vest. What's your name, White Vest?
Carol. Mash?
Not Mash.
All right, back to whoever we took the microphone away from.
Back where?
Who's got the hand up?
Okay.
Anybody got the hand up? Put the mic in front of them.
Meet the Press?
Meet the Press is right. 1946.
Okay. What's your name?
Never been a rerun.
Harry.
Congratulations, Harry.
Right. Well, no, we were saying, hey, people in the back, we love you guys, but if you could move a little bit more forward, that would be awesome. That way we could see you.
This is actually my family back here.
That's your family?
And I warned them of Jay.
That's the Jessica Nutt family?
Sitting back as far as possible.
Wait, why warn them of me? I'm a big cuddly teddy bear. I don't understand. Come on up forward, everybody.
Yeah, we get that.
So wait a minute. Is Tucker here? Hey, there we go. There we go.
Who's Tucker?
All right, it's a whole story.
Oh.
We could do a whole podcast just on my getting names wrong.
Getting names wrong. So yeah. Tucker, I think of Tucker, A Man in His Dream, the Jeff Bridges movie about how the big three destroyed a young man who wanted to change the auto industry. And I'm sure your support of big business, Bill, you don't like that. Remember Jeff Bridges?
I remember
Francis Ford Coppola directed?
That was a great movie.
Great movie. Yes. He had a headlight
That's
in the middle of the car.
Thinking. Yeah.
And they said, no, but this can't happen, and they stomped him out of existence.
We have a reverse trivia question. We've got a question for you guys from the audience.
Sure.
What's that?
Do we win tickets if we get it right?
Do we win tickets to your house?
Second prize, 4 tickets.
All right, there's that. Yeah, they're going to invite you over to their house.
Nice.
All right.
I'm just wondering, is this Chippendales? Because you guys are drop dead gorgeous.
Look at
wow.
This.
Look at
wow,
this.
That was nice. That was nice.
As a matter of fact.
Talking about you, Jay.
So, I'm going to take that as a compliment for me and me alone. I saw her looking at me while she said
that. I saw that too, Jay. I saw that too.
Yes, I will be getting naked.
I saw.
Any other reverse trivia questions?
You're not really doing a lot to undo the whole porn star myth, are you, Jay?
I hope you're into hair.
Wait, did we give all the tickets away?
I think we did.
I think we gave away three pairs.
Oh.
Are there any more in the...
I have tickets
to the
November 19th. Yeah. I've got that.
If you missed the last show, you can remember it with a ticket.
It is possible, if you sign up in the lobby, they have more tickets to give away.
But it's possible.
Of the future show.
It's also possible you might get a long back rub if you do sign up
out there. All right, go ahead.
A reverse trivia question?
Yes.
Reverse.
Okay, another one?
Are you guys ready for it?
Good.
This is difficult. I have no idea. Okay, ready?
Who played the first Chester A. Reilly on TV?
Jackie Gleason, 1949. Right? William Bendix?
Jackie Gleason.
Wow. I said Jackie Gleason.
Right.
You gave him a thumbs down.
And then William Bendix.
No, it was the inflection that you said it. I think that's really what
Ralph Cramden?
Yeah. I think that's what hurt
you. Oh, okay.
So here's what we have to do. We have to go out and say hello to everybody.
We another one?
We're going to wrap up the podcast.
We are?
It's been 27 minutes.
27? It felt much longer.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did, Jay Black. All right, so... we are going to get the show started in 25 minutes. There's still time to visit the bar.
Talk about yourself.
If you want to win tickets to come back to a future show here, there's a sign up at the bar.
And wait before we end the podcast, I should probably say this. This magic up here, you can get this delivered to your phone every Wednesday if you sign up for the Speaking Millennial podcast. You're thinking to yourself, this is something special that I only got to see once. No, you can see it every single week.
I feel like we have a last question.
Was it?
Do we have time for one more trivia question?
Sure. Is it reverse trivia?
Yep.
What do you got?
Are you guys prepared?
I don't know.
We're so prepared.
We're going to wing it.
Hi, guys. Johnny from Banville.
Johnny from Manville. You should be up here doing time. Who the hell let him in?
The longest running network show that the lead was played most of the time by a transvestite.
MASH.
MASH, right? Klinger?
No. It's 7:35. Traffic and weather. Coming
next. Wait a minute.
That's his way to avoid any awkward conversation.
You going Flip Wilson?
And by the way.
Timmy's in the well.
Who?
Lassie?
Yes.
Oh, because Lassie was a girl.
Oh, look at that, Jay Black.
Yeah.
Knocking it out of the park.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time with Lassie.
I'm just happy to be here.
We are happy to have you here. So listen, I want to thank everybody for coming early. Thank you for participating in our live studio audience podcast. As Jay said, go to NJ1015.com and you can subscribe to the podcast, rate and review. Comes to your phone every Wednesday, drops at midnight. And if you are on Twitter... Follow us. I'm at Bill Spadia. You can go see Jay Black, jblack.tv.
jblack.tv, or you can also check me out on Pornhub. I'm doing a gun video on Pornhub now.
You can find Steve at Real Steve Trev and Jessica Nutt at Chasing Jess Nutt. So on Twitter, Instagram, and we'll be back in 20 minutes for the show.
Great. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Can I ask a favor?
Yes.
Of course. Can I give